And stop subtitles. There we go. Welcome everyone to to the Trace Call, the weekly Trace Call. Everyone here should know about the contributor agreements and have signed it, so that's all taken care of. It is OCAP week, which means we'll go through the pull requests on Trace OCAP. The link is there. I have a few. In fact, seems like all six are mine, I'll be tired of hearing my own voice, but let's just go for it. The first is 856. This is the main one. There's a mirror pull request on Trace Interop. It's basically moving stuff from definitions from Trace Interop over here and deleting a lot of stuff on Trace Interop that was also getting stale. Hey Mahmoud, great. We are looking at pull request 856 on Trace Book. Let's see. I have a single approval. I have two. Could any, it's a rather big one. Oh, set, I see. That's outdated, that comment. It's a rather big one. So let me just make sure that there are no objections to merging 856. Nope, that's excellent. Let's get it in. The next one is 857. There. This is, do we have any GS1s? No, we don't on the call. We had that problem with English, British English spelling, and we couldn't really fix it because of their vocab. So what GS1 has done now, and we discussed that on issue 705, is they made two contexts. The new one in US English. We can't do anything about it. What I've done here is I've changed to that US English one. What I would recommend them do is having the terms defined the same. They don't. So that means depending on which context you use, you're actually using different data terms. I think that's an anti-pattern and not what they actually want to do, but it's outside of the scope of what we do here. So here it's just switching over to their US English content.
Did you report that to them on their GitHub repo?
No, but I did comment. I should.
You should, because they have a file and issue there, cross-link, and then yes. You've done your part.
Here, I commented on the issue that we originally, but you're right, I should, I'll do that after. Yeah, definitely. I'll just make a note to myself about that. I pinged Paul about it, but it should be on their repo. That's a great point. All right. Let's see. Any objections to merging the pull request though? Good. The next one is 858, and I don't think we actually had a problem here. The issue was about a lat long that had minus of 100, which should be okay. That's on planet Earth. And I went through all our lat longs, and they all are, like, some of them are kind of on the South Pole or in the middle of an ocean, but they're all valid, and that's really what I did here, just making sure that they're all valid. And I did check. I did change the one that, the particular one that the issue described. I think we're good on this one. And we should close the issue. Any objections? I'm seeing plenty of approvals. So going for it. Eight, five, nine. moves the get code from the root of the bill of lading to, sorry about the title, to the carrier organization. What the SCAC code is the carrier, an identifier for carriers. So it really should belong on the organization, not the document. But we do that elsewhere also. I'm seeing two approvals. So I'm just going to go for that. And we had an issue that we're moving on to 860. We'd taken out some mandatory expiration date on some schemas in conjunction with some refactoring we did at some point. I forget the details, but this brings in those required expiration dates on a couple of credentials. Let's see. I have one approval on 860. Can I get one more for merging?
You have one for me as well.
Great.
We're going to be redoing all of these when we switch to V2.
So yes.
Prepare yourselves.
Totally. Oh, there we go. Right, good point. Final one on vocab is adding some enumerations. This was an issue raised by Vladimir, if I remember correctly. And it adds us on some descriptions we had listed possible values, which are defined on the actual forms that we're referencing. And it was a good point. We should make those available as enums instead of text that you would have to read and interpret. Plenty of approvals there. I'll merge it. Okay, so trace interop. Let's see what we got. There, and starting from the bottom, 590. Once again, sorry about the title. That went a little too fast. This was a comment from Christina about deployment infrastructure specifics. We discussed it last week. And we agreed that we should not, it was kind of part of the process as we developed the profile, but it shouldn't be part of the normative requirements. So taking that out, seeing two approvals, I'll go for it. And next one up is 591. This is the other side of the trace vocab, the first one we merged in. It removes some of the definitions that we had on interop. Removes some of it, takes some of it out, takes out the issues on the respec, and yeah, moves the good parts over to what we've already merged. So this cleans up after ourselves. See, three approvals. Should be good to match this also. And the final one is from Isaac 12 minutes ago, 592. Let's see. Does anyone know what he's pushing in here?
I think these are tickets that I put on him. It's probably specific headers related to tests in order to be able to filter them. Login purposes is probably what this is.
Yes, that does. Yep. I'm wondering if these wouldn't be better as instead of
adding them in the exec and the pre-request. There's a place to add headers for each request, right? Or is that, would that not be a good use of this? Sorry, I didn't have a lot of time to review this one.
Well, I don't think anyone has time to review.
Are you asking supporting the user agent? PR?
And yes, that's right.
Question is, why is it better to provide a specific user agent header as opposed to letting the default one come through?
No, it's why are we adding this header in the pre-request script rather than adding it in the headers?
I can't hear.
I can probably repeat. I think these are being injected in the JavaScript part of the Postman collection when they could just be included in the headers. There's a specific place where they should go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it was easier to do this at a higher level, so it happened with every single request. That may be the reason that he did it this way.
That's probably what it is. I think it's my... I mean, what we observe today is a bunch of Postman headers that aren't super helpful. What we would prefer to see would be a specific user agent header when a suite like this runs. If it accomplishes that goal, I think the PR should be merged. If there's a better way to do it, that should come as an enhancement later.
I would be totally fine with merging this as is, and if we discover a problem, just reopening another ticket.
Yeah, if it breaks things, we'll definitely have to go back over it. I assume it's
right.
Not going to break things.
I'm curious whether the collection link, is that necessary? And the exporter ID, that seems a bit messy.
Yeah, I prefer to exclude those in diffs. You don't need them in there. But they don't. It doesn't hurt anything. It's just noise, as you say, when we make changes.
Yeah. All right. I'm definitely not suggesting we block it. Okay. So sounds like we are in agreement and no objections. I'll just go ahead and merge.
I just noticed the collection link stuff. Yeah, that should be removed. I don't know if there's security issues with exporting that kind of thing, but I don't want to see transmute Postman specific anything in here. And nor should anyone else want to see that in these. So I think the action there would just be do a follow-up to PR. Okay. To have him remove all of the account-specific information that was erroneously included in this PR. Good catch. Nis, can you just file a separate ticket for
yes.
Isaac to follow up on that? Thank you.
All right, I'll deal with that after the call. Where were we? Back to vocab and going through issues. There should be a whole lot less now that we at least I addressed a lot of mine. Least recently updated. Link there. First one on the list is 707. The credential not defined in context. This could be fixed.
It suggests that it's been fixed based on my reading of it.
Yeah.
Any reason to just
no.
Close it as close as we think this is fixed, we'll open it again if it turns out not to
yes.
Be fixed. You have a lot of commentary on your March 13th comment, so
Yeah, but since I just changed the context, it's outdated in any case.
Okay, that's fair. No.
Next is 717 here. Oh, this is a bug on IATA One Records vocab. I'm referencing this from a pull request also. In any case, it seems like this is just a tracking. I think we should close this also. You know what? I think let me just follow up on this and make sure that it is properly captured on the IATA GitHub. And then I'm going to close this. Oh, I'll sign myself on this. I don't think it belongs here, actually. External vocab. Okay, moving on. 562. Vladimir. Cosmetics on EPCIS.
It's marked pending close.
Yeah.
And that was applied after Mark's comment. Is it Mark? Yeah, Mark Harris.
Yes.
One. Not carrying that. I would just close it as it's timed out. Is that fair?
Yes.
Something's marked pending close, like over a week. It should just be closed the next time you get to it. Unless there's been commentary saying, no, please, real. They can always come back and ask for
it. Yeah. And especially half a year. Closing. All right, next one is 719. Sorry, that's you linking IETF data tracker framing. Would you mind introducing this, sorry?
I'm catching up. There was something about the framing of this document that I liked. Oh, it's, yeah. So if you read the document, it starts with its motivation is like based in terms of recent, you know, policy, US policy changes. I like parts of that. Other parts of that I think are problematic for a global sort of impact document. So that's why this ticket exists, is to sort of, and I'll quote from the thing so that you can see how they're positioning their document. And it's basically the call to action for the ticket is to improve our introductory text.
Check, I'm just leaving a note also.
I think, you know, if we could, it would be nice to introduce the concept of supply chain transparency in the context of recent US and EU regulatory changes or announcements or just like some kind of business framing at the beginning before people get totally lost in the technical weeds.
Yes. Adding half-baked sentences to the issue. Any volunteers to pick that up and give it a go? 7:19. I will add a help needed. Ready for PR. I guess I can give it a go. Since, yep. All right. I've self-assigned. So let's move on. That was 7:19. So 733. We should remove a low code from an example. Mahmoud, you are no longer on the call. Let's see what's the example. Oh, that's referencing a pull request that we merged in that has low code and shouldn't have. So this is a reminder to clean up after ourselves.
It seems like potentially that's been resolved already. Is this still open?
It is open. The all right.
Let's put a pending close on it,
yeah.
And we'll close it next time we see it.
Pending close. All right. Great if he closes it. Offline. 278. That's an old one. AD product has many properties not specific to agriculture. We pinged in April. Chris, we pinged you and name escapes me. We pinged you guys to look into this. And then again, just now.
Looking at the comment thread on it, it seems like it isn't that much of a priority. I wonder if they're willing to just close it because they're happy with the experience.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep being pinged on it? Or do you want to just close it because you don't think it's important enough to address? I'm not trying for that to come across harshly. I just want to do.
No. I hear what you're saying. This would be something for Russell or Mike to answer. And I'm guessing that since they have not chimed up that it's not that important to them.
All right. I'm going to use my friend card and make it Mike's problem.
Does that mean closing it or assigning him, or
put a pending close on it.
Yeah, definitely.
With a comment that's pending close due to inactivity, and I'm going to ping him directly.
All right. All right. Taking us to 564. Also, Vladimir, product defects. And Mahmoud and I have been assigned to this.
Multiple assignees always makes it difficult to figure out who to blame when it doesn't get addressed.
Yeah.
It does seem like there was some commentary in April around it. That seems unresolved.
It does. It has to do with how we identify products. It does seem relevant. Well, let's just take Mahmoud off and leave me as the blame guy.
So, in the interest of helping you, it seems like you should just get to the point where you can propose some text changes that would address this particular issue on the issue. And then if you feel like you've got kind of a rough angle for that PR, you can raise the PR and it can be marked as ready for PR.
Sounds good. All right. Let's see what's next. 274, LEI. It has pending close since April. We're going to close it. That feels good. $5.34 also has a pending close since April. Closing that as well. We might get to a record on issue closing today. 734. Yeah. Can we do this? Can we get rid of the slash hash?
Yes. What is really remaining there? Do we just search for /traceability/hash? And if we find any of them, we report that it's not working.
I think it's some script somewhere that makes all of our traceability terms looking like this.
And this seems like a find replace PR.
Does it?
Maybe.
I don't think it is.
Well, it is a find replace in any of the YAML files that have the fully qualified URL.
That is true. That, yeah.
And that's most of them. The other places is in the index HTML file, which is, as far as I'm aware, both of them work. Like if you click one or you click the other, it still navigates you correctly. So as long as that's true, it is just a find replace and potentially updating any automated tooling that's going to reintroduce the problem.
I think you're right. You're right. I'll be happy to assign myself. This makes me very happy. Great. That was 734. So 281 there. Use GTIN instead of the specific US or rest of the world specific GTIN. We've had Russell assigned. We pinged him on in April. Any suggestions on what we do with this?
But is it ready for PR? Or is he assigned because he needs to move it forward towards being ready for PR?
The latter, I believe.
Okay.
Do we... Well, the AG product that he's the very first link, do we still have that?
I don't know, but I might be aggressive with trying to mark things as pending close. If they're important, people will. If they've been pinged several times, then I think it's fair. It seems like he might want to be pinged a few more times on this, though. So, well, I think we should ping him, and then we should, at some point in the future, this is the kind of ticket that should be marked pending close.
It is still there. It's called agriculture product now, but it does include both UPC, and it also includes GTIN. Hang on, let me just make a note. Actually a pretty good catch from Vladimir. That is clearly a mistake. All right, let's move on Kubernetes versus links to external data, external JSON-LD payload. This is from Vladimir as well. Mahmoud is assigned. We have a ton of comments. Let's ping my mode again. Do we want to mark it pending close? When it's been inactive since April?
Possibly. Trying to understand. What concretely we would change in our documents based on this? It seems like we don't have container at set. We have some at type at ID. I'm not sure how to improve this. It's got a lot of commentary on it. I think I would suggest pending close is ready. It seems like it's too mixed of an idea to be have progress be made on it.
Yeah.
If anyone's speaking, you're on mute.
No. I was just making a note. Sorry. I should be telling you. What was that? That was, 385, was it? No, that was
290 is the last issue we have in the chat.
All right. 277 coming here. Inheritance, not aggregation. Oldie but goodie. We marked it pending close in April. Let's definitely close it. I think we closed it before, didn't we? Well. It is now closed. 385. ETIS. Oh yeah. Can we close this with, all right.
If you don't think it's worth doing, you can leave a comment on it saying, you know, you think it's been overtaken by events or we don't want to do it or whatever.
No. Well, we do have events. We should align with the standard for those events, and some of those events, not all of them, this is my personal opinion, but some of them are quite useful. So no, it's worthwhile. Happy to be tagged on it. Moving on. 637. The schemas are non-spanning. Ben, this is yours. We marked it. Yeah, sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is for updating the tooling. I've been assigned to this and completely forgot about it. So I definitely think we've just been making steady improvements if we've been actually using these. But I still think it's a fair point. We should probably figure out how to have some criteria for making sure the schemas match the examples.
So we should talk about this. We've got tags which can go onto schemas, right? And one of the things that we know is going to be kind of tough about the version 2 migration is all of the schemas are going to break. Some of the schemas are going to be worth, like, you know, fixing right away. And others you're going to want to, like, incrementally fix. And I think all of them, Ben, we had an issue that was like, make sure credential schema, the extension property is on all of the credential examples. I think we did that already. So
yeah, I think
part of this has already been done in that PR. There are PRs here, but then I don't know if it's the one that actually fixed that for everything. So in terms of work that's remaining for this, kind of jumping ahead, like I would expect version 2 test suites to automatically confirm examples are always validating according to the schema. The example contains a credential schema attribute and the behavior is all correct with respect to that attribute. So we could bundle this into it's going to be automatically handled in the V2 tests. It's a really long way of saying just that. I'd be okay marking it as close pending V2 test suite or keeping it open. If we keep it open, we're going to end up solving it when we get to the point of testing the extensions in the V2 test suite anyway.
I think part of our tooling already checks to see if the credential schema is passing or not. This was more to say, is it spanning the schema or not? But I think that's basically just a way of saying, make sure you have required stuff marked as required. So I don't know if there's any action to be taken on a current tooling in this issue.
I will close it then.
Sounds like it. All right. I took some notes while he was speaking. All right, so closing is with those documents. All right. So we're at 6:40. Not mock numbers 555 should be prefix, not area code. And I believe we fixed that. Russell had a pull request. I remember we talked about it. So I am 99% sure this is done. This was... there. 640, so 280 is next. Referencing in addition to nesting.
It's marked pending close, last comments, April 9th.
Nice.
Close it.
Close it. US English. Huh? This is DS1. This seems like a dupe with the one we closed earlier with my pull request today. So I'm going to close this also.
I closed it already.
Uh, 273. This is from Vladimir. Ben, you and I are assigned. What is this?
Well, it seems to be a general request for leveraging some terms defined in some different ontologies. And they have some geo-precision stuff.
Yeah, it's different ways of addresses.
Yeah, I think the problem... so they have... actually, his comparison is like so helpful. If we use what we have today, then potentially you can't get the same precision as with these other things. What are the use cases that are built around these other formats? What industry adoption do the other formats have? That's the question that needs to be answered. If the other formats aren't doing better or different than schema.org and GS1, then there's no reason to use them. There has to be some value that we get from having different location representations. And there's a lot of anti-value we create by having many different ways of representing location.
Good point. Let's ask him. I'm wondering if Ben and I, if we are, I certainly don't think Ben should be assigned to this. And I'm in doubt if I should.
I think you should stay on it until we hear a comment from them, and it should be marked as pending close.
Yeah.
Based on the problem of, like, if we add a new location format, it's going to make everything really harder. So yes, you should stay on it. And then if they fight really hard for it, then you should capture that work. And otherwise we should close it next time.
Hang on just a sec. I'm just making a few more notes here.
Fed, your comment's hilarious. That's excellent.
I have to see that.
It seems like a great list, to be honest.
Wow.
It's huge. And
yeah.
I can't wait to...
It says that if you're dealing with something specific and you know specifics about it, then handle those. But generics are really impossible for an awful lot of categories.
Yeah. In some ways, it's sort of like debating whether schema.org ever actually has any value. But
yeah,
I agree. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. The only thing harder than naming things is figuring out what the address should be.
Okay, next on the list is 406. Ori, that's from you. It's help wanted, pending closed, apply FIBO to trade finance.
So there was a comment after it was marked pending closed. Perhaps the title of the ticket can be adjusted. We initially wanted to define the spec using standard field names used in banking and assume FIBO would be it. We were since able to cite sources like FinCEN, FinTrack, and found FIBO had more info than required, and our goal was to have the minimal amount of PII required to pass financial compliance checks. They looked at other stuff. Please advise also if there are any fields missing for compliance. I think we should remove the pending close and tell, well, no. I think we should figure out a way to get Francis and his team to contribute more.
Yeah.
I don't know how exactly to do that here. I think potentially this particular issue should be closed and we should ask him to file issues related to future financial prudential related topics. What do you guys think? What should we do?
I agree almost all the way, but I would keep this open and ask him to make suggestions on like referencing our invoice and other, well, I guess even bill of lading and just have him point at specific examples where they have useful terms, that are industry norms. And I'm gonna do that offline because that'll take me a little bit longer. There we go. That's good, Ori. That's basically it. All right, let's see, where are we? We're 24 past. Let's do another one. We're so far down the list.
Yeah, just a quick comment. It's nice that, you know, this is finally getting to a manageable number of issues.
Yes, yes, we really closed a lot.
That's what you think. We're going to file 100 new issues this week.
Yeah. I think the next is 739. Does that seem realistic? Yeah. April 14, that's kind of where.
And it's assigned to me.
This seems related to the EPCIS.
It does.
I had.
Can I give this to you, Eunice?
Of course.
It's my favorite thing, undelegating. Yeah. All right. Oh, somehow I unassigned you. Now you're reassigned.
That's because it must be you assigning me, not me assigning me, right?
I don't know. You're assigned now, and it does seem very related to the event ticket. You should cross-link the actual PCIS ticket.
Yeah, but then I would have to, well, I guess I can find
it. There's a new tab for that.
Let's see.
And we're at time.
There it is. There. All right. You know what? We're going to end it now so we can leave a bit of time to do the minutes. Would anyone volunteer to upload the recording and the minutes?
I can do that next.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay. I think we beat our record in terms of issue closing. So well done, everyone. And I'll see you next week. Bye.